Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Second to None podcast, the show on the Believe Podcast Network that covers everything and all things SEC football related, streaming on the 365 Sports YouTube channel. With my co-host, Tavares King, I'm Blaine Gilmer, and we are here to cover the spreads on SEC Week 5. It is a What's the Spread Wednesday, and TK, do we have some matchups to talk about this week, my man?
Yeah, we got some pretty dope ones, bro. We got, obviously, a big number eight at number two, Arkansas-Georgia game, Ole Miss going to see Bama, and then one that I'm pretty excited about is Florida at UK. And then really, Auburn at LSU is a big game too. That's one that I'm excited to talk about for sure.
And we got the toilet bowl between UConn and Vandy. Who's the worst team in college football? You know, like the they're going to be
it's a big week. It's a big weekend. It's a big week five.
No doubt. And guys, for all that action, if you like to not only watch games that your team is in, but you like to have a little bit extra cheese on the Whopper, as my grandpa used to say, you know, you want to have a little bit extra skin in the game here, you can go to Bet Online, guys, and where you're seeing these point spreads that are scrolling across the bottom here on the screen on the 365 Sports YouTube channel. But things like Georgia being an 18.5 point favorite that we're going to touch on, and Alabama being a 14.5 point favorite. Guys, all the eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on it for another football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. It has a new updated website and interface, even more odds, props, and contests. Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Guys, head on over to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on top of your first deposit. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your bonus from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the games start. So TK, as always, we're appreciative to Bet Online, but this is right in tied in here because we have the Bet Online spreads that are available today. And the first game that we're going to be talking about is, Are you gonna be in Athens this Saturday? You gonna make it down to the Classic City?
Nah, I'll be close, man. We got volleyball. My daughter's got a big volleyball tournament this weekend, state volleyball tournament. So yeah, I'll
have some good service in that gym, huh?
Yeah, I'll be tuned in for sure. But man, yeah, I'll definitely be tuned in. I wish I could be there, but I got to watch the baby go serve him up.
No doubt. And I'm sure everyone here knows, but for those that don't know, Tavares was a terrific wide receiver for the University of Georgia. You can see back there in the background behind him, he's got, if you're on the YouTube channel, it's his touchdown catch versus Arkansas. So maybe a little foreshadowing in TK's hopes here this weekend for what's going on. But let's throw the graphic up on the screen right here. When you talk about Georgia and Arkansas, Vegas has, at least on the Bet Online, they have them as an 18.5 point favorite in this one, TK. That's a lot of points against a good Arkansas team.
Yeah, I think it's a lot against a defense that's probably the best defense we played Clemson. That was a really good defense, but I think that this is a game that's bigger because games have been played and they've got a little bit more experience under their belt. Got the kinks out as a defense. So I think that this game is a little bit bigger than the Clemson game. Obviously the stakes are higher now. Both teams are 4-0. So it's gonna be an awesome atmosphere. Obviously our atmosphere is unmatched, but man, this game has the potential to be a, a, a high scoring game, I think.
And a slugfest too, because it's going to be guys going back and forth, like in terms of the physicality in this game. You know, with a Sam Pittman and a Kirby Smart coach team, there's going to be some fools out there hitting folks. I mean, it's going to be, you know, you got Lewis Cine and Jalen Catalan and Bumper Pool and Channing Tindall all running around on these defenses out there. It's going to be a quite the scene out here for Arkansas and Georgia. So, in terms of that 18.5 point spread, I think that Vegas, what they're having to take into account is probably two star players returning for the University of Georgia and Darnell Washington and Tyke Smith. Georgia's secondary gets deeper. Georgia's tight end play gets even more dynamic because they already have Brock Bowers, who won the SEC Freshman of the Week this year. But now, TK, just tell people, with Brock Bowers already being able to run at 21 miles an hour at his height and his size, and then you add basically the equivalent of LeBron James at tight end over on the other side, how tough is that going to be for defenses? And then what does that do for the receivers on the outside as well?
Well, I mean, it gives us the opportunity I mean, that's Big O's a mismatch nightmare for a linebacker or hell, anybody, a safety. I mean, I don't know. As is Brock because of his speed. So I mean, it just opens things up a tremendous amount, both in the middle of the field and then out wide. When you got those two big giants in there making plays, they have to cue in on those guys, and a lot like an Arkansas did last week. It's going to open up things on the outside for us to, you know, make plays down the field on the sidelines.
And Arkansas was able to get pressure on Zach Calzada. Barry Odom is not afraid to dial up blitzes. So JT Daniels, who is very good at replacing those blitzes, TK, like, you know, he sees a free man come and he puts the ball right in behind where they go. He's completing 76.1% of his passes this year. But that Arkansas defense is tough. They have a lot of like super seniors. You know, they've got guys like, I think, 8 super seniors, Kirby Smart said, returning guys who could have either gone pro or could have been out of eligibility, but because of the COVID year, they elected to come back. So that's a lot of leadership there that Arkansas team has under Sam Pittman. I think one key that I'm looking at here in this game is, I think that one reason they're giving Georgia this big spread, and of course we'll give our picks on Friday, but we're analyzing this spread right here. One, it's at home. It's at Georgia. It's an early kick. That's big time when you talk about routine, especially the away team too, TK, because the away team, it's probably even harder on. They're out of a hotel already and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, how early do you have to get up? How good a night's sleep do you get? All that kind of stuff. I think they're probably factoring in the fact that KJ Jefferson was in and out of that game with the knee, you know, whether it's a bruise or not, TK, just even if it's a knee bruise, you know, or bone bruise or something like that, just talk as a player when you're playing at the highest level and you just don't have something that's maybe 100%. What's that like mentally and just getting prepared physically throughout the week for that game?
Well, I mean, obviously KJ is going to do everything that he can to be prepared to go for this game, all the training room stuff, all the treatment, ice and stem, et cetera, et cetera. He's going to do all of that. But at the end of the day, a bone bruise is a bone bruise, dude. It hurts, man. I remember playing Thanksgiving game versus the Redskins. I had a heel. I had a bone bruise on my heel, bro. Whew. Son, let me tell you, I had to change the gait up. I was out there running sideways, but I got the job done. So yeah, but no, man, he's going to do everything. It's going to hurt. It's going to be different for him. And obviously, guys take note of that. It's going to be noticeable, I think. I think it was noticeable last week, and I think more so with guys getting after him, like we'll probably get after him.
Yeah,
it'll be noticeable. He'll be knocked around a good bit.
No doubt. And, you know, I do want to point out with some people, this is, I don't know if the line should be quite 18. I do think Georgia should be a favorite in this game because of the talent disparity that there is, even though Arkansas plays very tough and they're a very good football team. Also, Sam Pittman has the familiarity 2015, 2019 with the Georgia Bulldogs. But I think they're taking into the biggest factor in this spread to me, TK, is Georgia getting healthier. I think Vegas knows that. They take that into account. Maybe the health of KJ Jefferson. Also, Arkansas being somewhat one-dimensional. Now, they've been explosive in the passing game, and they've had Treylon Burks there. And I do want to ask you a question about him here in just a second. But only 58.3% pass completion as a team, Arkansas, this year. So they struggle a little bit in that factor. But one question before, you know, and if, like I said, our picks are coming on Friday. But one question is, who do you think Georgia tasked with guarding Treylon Burks? Because Georgia loves to play man-to-man, and I don't know if they're going to play a safety over top of them. They like to go just, you know, they put De'Aaron Kendrick right there across from Justin Ross in that Clemson game. Justin Ross, one of the better receivers in the country, and he was able to kind of shut him down. So, you know, who do you feel it'll be De'Aaron Kendrick, or just whichever side Treylon Burks lines up on?
I honestly think we have enough guys out there to get the job done. And if we don't, we can figure out who it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, flip them around.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we'll play our game to begin with. And if he starts to hurt a certain guy and they start picking on somebody, then we'll probably take it from there. But no, man, I think we're going to play our game. We're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. We're going to throw everything we can at KJ, especially knowing that he's a little bit banged up. We're going to put him in situations. We're probably going to force him to beat us with his arm. And yeah, we'll probably man him up.
Georgia loves to play man coverage. Now, it's not just straight man. They play all these kind of different, you know, trap coverages and all this kind of stuff. But Treylon Burks, guys, is 6'3", 225, and can scoot.
He's,
I mean, he can run. So he was the up top pork chop winner from this last Reaction Monday. So make sure you tune in on Mondays after every weekend here on the Second to None podcast to check out our players of the week and our reactions from the week. But today it's all about those spreads. And so we said they're Georgia 18.5 point favorite. Maybe that's a little bit high going into it. But now, TK, we have another large spread here, and we're going in these games in chronological order. So Georgia kicks off at 12 o'clock. The 3:30 game is Ole Miss going.
A big one. Another big one.
No doubt a big one. And they're going into Alabama. Alabama, 14.5 point favorite. I don't know if I would lay that many points for Alabama in this matchup. TK, I'm like I said, I'm not making a pick right now. We do that on Friday, but I don't know that I like that line right now. If I was a betting person, I would probably bet, put some money down on Ole Miss to cover that spread. But TK, I wanted to ask you from a player's point of view. You know, Ole Miss had a bye week this last week. Two weeks to prepare for Alabama. Is that, you know, almost too much time to think about things, or is that perfect to, you know, have that time to devote to a special team like Alabama?
I think it's great to have that time for sure. I think it's great to have time to look at them, analyze them, and I see them play the week before, because I know those guys are hungry to beat those guys. So I think it's great to get the experience and to understand your opponent and everything that they're trying to do, especially from a defensive perspective. You can just get one little thing, one little miscue. And obviously there's miscues on this Alabama defense. So if Ole Miss, and hell, Lane Kiffin's going to find something that, you know, opens up things for his quarterback and makes it a little bit easier for him to get things done. It's kind of cool that, you know, Sam Pittman's coming back to Georgia, and then, you know, Lane's going to Bama. That's kind of neat.
No doubt. And I, you know, 647 yards Ole Miss put up on Alabama last year. That doesn't even seem real, TK, that a team was able to do that to a Nick Saban defense. So you know that Lane Kiffin has a mentality, that his team has taken on that mentality. Plus, he's got him a Cali quarterback out there in Matt Corral, who, you know, those Cali guys, they're just more easygoing right off the bat, TK. The nice weather, everything going on out there, they're hanging loose, no doubt about it.
So tubular.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, they're no worries over there, right? But Matt Corral's come out. You know, he's probably real popular with the co-eds over there in Oxford. So, you know, if he beats this one in Alabama, he beats Alabama, he may never have to, you know, buy anything in Oxford again. There'll be people offering to pay for his meal, pay for drinks, all that kind of stuff. But 635 yards a game right now is what Ole Miss is averaging coming into this. Of course, Alabama, you know, people like to talk about the Florida game. I will point out they only rushed for 91 yards against that Florida front. So Alabama does need to get the running game going a little bit. Who knows if B-Rob, their running back, is going to be full speed or not. He has a little bit of an injury coming into this one. So Nick Saban said in his Monday podcast, his Monday press conference, that he is day-to-day. So we'll see what happens there. They allowed 246 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns, TK, in that game versus Florida. You have to think that even though Ole Miss is a team that goes through the air a lot more, Nick Saban has put a lot of emphasis on being able to stop the run going into this game versus the Rebels, who will run the football on Alabama if they allow it.
Yeah, I feel like Coach Saban, again, I think I mentioned it earlier in the week, he's had a couple weeks where he's had some things to frown about defensively. And obviously they took them boys to the woodshed, like you like to say, last week.
Yeah, but took
them to the woodshed. But I think the emphasis will definitely be running the ball on this Ole Miss defense.
Go ahead.
No, you got it.
I was just going to say, I think that in terms of Ole Miss, right, the biggest question with them has been their defense, right? So I think that may be why this spread is 14.5, because they've beat Louisville, they've beat Austin Peay, and they've beat Tulane. They've looked as impressive as heck in all of them, and the defense has looked better. But I think that's why the spread is where it's at, because I think people are saying, okay, let's see where this defense – because – last year, if Ole Miss had any defense whatsoever, they win that game in Oxford, TK. But they couldn't stop Alabama. They get beat, I think, 63-48 in that game. A just crazy score for Nick Saban. Nobody would ever thought Nick Saban would have won a game like that. But that's how it happened. So the 3:30 kick there, the CBS game of the week. So it's a 14.5-point spread. TK, what do you think? A little high on that one?
Yeah, I think it's a little high. I mean, I told you early on I was on the Lane train, man. After they played Louisville, I thought they looked really good.
We'll see.
I think it's high. How about that?
Yeah, I think it's high too. So we'll tune in Friday for our picks on that, of course, for the Ole Miss and Alabama game. After that, TK, we have coming up here at a 6:00 kickoff on ESPN is the Florida Gators traveling to Kentucky. And Florida is just a 8-point favorite going into this. And this is the number 11 ranked team in the country, the Florida Gators. They are battle tested. They are 1-1 against 2 SEC opponents at home in the Swamp. Alabama took them down to the wire, just a 2-point conversion away from tying that game up in regulation, and then took care of business against Tennessee this past weekend, TK. So Kentucky, they've only played South Carolina on the road, but an 8-point favorite on the road for the Gators. What's your thinking on that line? Why do you think maybe Vegas kind of set Florida's 8-point favorite over Kentucky on the road?
I think that they're looking a little bit probably at how they played Bama. The way Emory Jones is playing, he's been playing well. But man, I think this might be a close one. I think the line might be accurate, but I think that, you know, this Kentucky offense has to get rolling again. And I think they will. Will Levis was quoted, I think, saying that they would get rolling last week, and I think that they kind of stunk it up again a little bit. So hopefully, you know, he can kind of take those words that he spit out and throw them to this week.
Absolutely. But you can see one of the keys that we're talking about here for Kentucky is get Wandale the ball. Wandale Robinson is a playmaker. They have to find ways creative, even if it's they don't have the pass protection maybe to get it down the field lately. The pass protection has been an issue. That'll be an issue with that Florida front. So that's another reason I think that Vegas is putting Kentucky as an 8-point underdog at home. But TK, you know, I don't know what Florida looks like going forward, because as AR-15 gets healthy, do you think that messes up Emory Jones in terms of his flow of getting subbed in and out of the game? It seemed like when he's been the guy the last two games, he's been much more in command. But you know, Dan Mullen and the nature of the transfer portal and all that stuff today, he's going to want to keep AR-15 happy too and let him play now. So who knows how that turns out. Another reason, TK, I think this is within almost a touchdown game is Kentucky's only allowing 87 rushing yards a game, but Florida's averaging 323 rushing yards a game, 264 in SEC play. You know,
something's got to give.
Unstoppable force versus the immovable object. You know, I'm just of the opinion that one reason this is a closer spread is because I don't think Mark Stoops, I think Vegas knows Mark Stoops is not going to just let Kentucky just run the ball down his throat.
No, we talked about it earlier in the week. That Mark Stoops defense is playing lights out right now. If you look at it, he's got those guys flying around playing sound football. Again, 87 rushing yards is,
yeah, that's
is wild.
Say yards. That says TD. So that, yeah. If that was TD, that'd be like, as Kenny Mayne used to say on Sports Center, that would be a record, you know. But
87 rushing yards a game, dude. That's very impressive. So I don't think that he'll allow them to get, you know, 300 rushing yards, but. It'll be a battle, man. Volleyball and football this weekend, baby.
No doubt. There's some big time games, and like I said, we're analyzing the spreads here. Florida 8-point road favorite over Kentucky. Kentucky has only won one game in this series in the last 34 years. TK, so
there's a stat for you. Yeah. Woo.
One out of the last 34 against Florida. So you know they got something to prove here. They did win a couple years ago, so they have beat this Dan Mullen coach team in 2018, I believe. But, you know, Kentucky, we'll see. Whoever plays the cleanest in this one's going to win. But I do think Vegas is right around the first two spreads I thought were a little bit inflated. I think they're right around the money here with this bet online spread of -8 for Florida. I think that's a good number in terms of a point spread. And then, TK, another intriguing game for me is LSU and Auburn. And I can't decide who I don't like more because I don't like how either one of these teams are playing right now. Yes, LSU has won two pretty good games in a row, but I've not been impressed by the LSU Tigers in either one. And then you have Auburn, who was awful against Georgia State, TK. Auburn allowed 267 rushing yards to the Georgia State Panthers at home, TK. That is just not acceptable for a SEC defense that's trying to contend in the SEC West. And then LSU, you and I have talked about the lack of balance in their offense gives you concern for them. Can they run the football going forward?
Yeah. This is an intriguing one too, dude. I don't know if LSU can't we'll be able to run the football. But I do know that we have an awesome one-on-one matchup that's going to happen outside that I'm excited to see. Smoke Mundane is a dope player. But, man, Roger McCreary and Kayshon Boutte, or he might have to line up. Dude, I don't know who he's going to line up on. Is he going to line up on
Deion Smith?
Yeah, it's going to be. You know me, I'm looking out wide. It's going to be an exciting night.
Well, Roger McCreary is a guy that the reason we wanted to highlight that matchup is because, you know, he's a guy who has really high NFL draft potential all over him. PFF College,
he's smart, which
grade. Yeah, he grades PFF College grades every player. They have him ranked as the fifth best cover guy in all of college football right now, TK. So
smart Roger, kid, dude.
Yeah, smart kid. Roger McCreary is going to be able to take on Kayshon Boutte in a big time battle there. And one of the best quotes I heard was from Dan Orlovsky. He was calling that game at LSU Mississippi State game last year. He said he didn't mean anything by it until after he said it, but he said, "Man, I love me some Boutte." And I was like, "Oh, you're gonna regret that one back, man. You want to take that one back." But Kayshon Boutte versus Roger McCreary, that's going to be a big one. You mentioned Smoke Monday, so this receiving core with Brian Thomas and Deion Smith and Kayshon Boutte and Jack Besh at tight end, you know, those guys going to get Auburn's secondary at strength versus strength. But TK, LSU's only a 3.5-point favorite in a night game at Baton Rouge after Auburn just laid a clunker against Georgia State. So what is that? What is Vegas telling us right here, TK? Because like you said, they don't like throwing away money.
No, they don't.
What is Vegas telling us?
Man, I'm a little confused at this one too. 3 points at home, 3.5 at home at night. Yeah.
I think they're trying to tell you can't trust LSU.
Yeah. I mean, they could. But, dude, you got TJ Finley coming in last week, saving the day. Bo Nix gets pulled. I find that weird that it's at 3 with the situation they got have going on over there.
Yeah, it's a tough environment to play. Who knows? Could it be that TJ Finley revenge game if TJ Finley ends up being the starter? Old school depth chart came out today for Brian Harsin with Bo Nix as the starter, but he also said that, hey, those depth charts can change throughout the week in his press conference. So, who knows? We'll see what happens. Does Derek Stingley Jr. come back? If he's going to be out, and then they already lost Andre Anthony, LSU did. Another reason it may only be 3.5. And TK, you and I have talked about on these spreads before, you typically get about 3 points for home field advantage. So they're really thinking this is a coin flip game between Auburn and LSU. So those are some of the main games, guys, that we're talking about on the spread. We'll go ahead and rattle off some of the other ones. South Carolina, a touchdown favorite over the Troy Trojans coming to Columbia. You've got Mississippi State going to Texas A&M. There, Texas A&M's a 7-point favorite at home. The Toilet Bowl, UConn going to Vandy. And Vandy is a 14.5-point favorite, TK. So my question is, how bad is UConn?
I gotta see that one too.
We gotta go watch some tape just so we can see how bad UConn is. Because if Vandy's a 14.5-point favorite on you, my man, I mean that you a bad football team.
Yeah, man, it's rough up there.
and cold. Yeah, I don't even know if they're gonna have a football team going forward. They tried to like cancel it, I think, once before. Who knows what's gonna go on with that UConn team? But maybe Vandy can get them that win. You know, I put up on that Georgia graphic we put on the screen before. It said Georgia was 2-0 in the SEC. I almost put a little asterisk beside it because we've already kicked Vandy out of the SEC. So it might be 1-0 with just another non-conference win over Vandy because those players, man, I feel bad for them. But what Jalen Carter did to that guard in that game, blowing up that running back, just you know, just basically had the man.
Forget the guard. Forget the guard. The guard didn't do his job. The running back. Oh my. Running back was like, oh, a hole. No hole. Oh my God.
Jalen Carter trapped that man. He had that guard by the shoulder pads, and he knew what he was about to do. He swung him over like a rag doll and just tackled that man. So I'm excited to see Arkansas and their five returning starters up front on the offensive line go against that Georgia defensive front. We will get in detail even more in all of these games coming up on a lock-in Friday. Going to try to have some guests coming your way as well. Make sure to subscribe to the 365 Sports YouTube channel. Turn on notifications. Also, find us on the Believe Podcast Network via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen. Of course, thank you to the Sideline Sports Network for partnering with us on social media. And, you know, make sure just to search Second to None Podcast, guys, brought to you by Bet Online. And we will catch you on a lock-in Friday. For TK, I'm Blaine, and we will see you on Friday.